course, the wind, fam. Like, the wind, like, come on.
Chantel's just taking a bong hit.
Oh, wait, is it recording?
Yep, you know me. I do the sneak start. How was that?
Listen, it's okay, but the wind is just like...
We're sitting outside.
Okay, there we go.
But it's smooth, eh?
Yeah.
Taking a bong hit and we put, like, ice, so...
It's smooth when you first do it, and then like after you kind of just feel
you
it, like,
feel it
going down. Listen, yesterday my mom was asking about the podcast because she wants to listen to it, so now she's gonna hear all the bad things we're saying.
Fuck.
And you already know Auntie Lisa, she's gonna listen to it, eh? And when
no.
she sees us, she's gonna be like, excuse me, Akuya. So yo, because yesterday she was asking me how to do it, because now when you go on Spotify or Google Podcasts, like, it gives you, she was asking because it gives you an option if you want to support it, and then you can like
yeah.
pay
mm-hmm.
or whatever. And mm-hmm. I'm like, no, you don't have to if you don't want to. Like,
you don't
you can
have
just
to.
Go onto like Spotify or like just ignore it
and just listen.
Yeah, so now I guess she knows, like, she can just listen. So,
oh my god,
mm-hmm.
your mom, Jesus,
whatever, yo, honestly, I know it's weird, but what can we do? So anyways, guys, I came here and like this girl set up a buffet for me, fam. Like, I brought some wine, and then yo, I see her, she comes and brings a whole another bottle of wine. I brought some weed, she comes out with a big ass bong, like. And then yo, I just see a chicken and a patty and some salad and fruit. I'm like, yo, what is this?
Listen, it's nice outside.
I am. We have to enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Because honestly, it's like the one day we're off and it's actually nice.
And it's...
like, it's decent.
It's 17 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit windy. Too windy for my liking, but...
but what can we do?
This is not June weather, though.
Uh-uh.
It's not June weather.
This weather should have been happening in, like, May.
Yep.
April. Even April.
Mm-mm. I'm not feeling it, but...
all I'm saying is, come July, it better be hot.
Right?
None of this, 20 degrees feels like 16.
Mm-hmm.
Cause you can't do nothing.
Can't.
It's too cold still.
Okay, yo, so, mm-hmm. we're talking about the bottle. What did I get? I have even tried this before, so we're trying it for the first time. It's Pinot Grigio Sangria XOXO.
I heard of that brand.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard of, they have like the purple one,
mm-hmm.
I remember,
that's
right?
That's the one I know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we're gonna try it. I bought it. I went to Regulars yesterday with Nancy, so that's when I bought it. Like, we went for a walk after it.
Oh yeah.
We seen the LCBO and we're like, yeah, obviously we can't walk past by it. We need to get something. I also tried the Moscato in the can.
Really?
Yeah, they have it there. They have the regular blue one and the pomegranate one.
With which brand? Like, who is it by?
It's Barefoot.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's such a cute small can, but
I didn't know that.
I tried it. It's like, it's really good. It tastes like juice. So it's something like, I like that it's smaller, because yo, I don't want to fucking, like, I don't know, Barefoot, it makes me gassy. So with this, it's like, okay,
it's smaller.
Yeah, it's better. It's like, I think $3.45 for the can.
Okay, that's regular price.
Yeah,
I guess
regular price. But yeah, ma'am. Yeah, I was saying that I went to Regulars, right? You've been to Regulars before, but you went during like the club part.
Yeah, so we were like near the bar and the dancing area, but not like the food part.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys go early?
Mm-hmm. Like, we got there around like 7:45.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's still kind of early.
Okay, and it's still light outside. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was still it was all right, like fading into dark.
Yeah, yeah.
So walk in, I'm like, okay, the decor is cute, fine. Look at the menu, I'm like, okay. So we got like this fucking bull shot. I don't know what the fuck it's called. Some drink, but it's the first drink on their menu.
Okay.
Fam. Okay, all their drinks are $15. Why did this drink come in a bottle like, it was like a skinny, tall bottle. But it, when I mean it was skinny, it was like this size.
Like a champagne flute.
Like that. But it was like this.
Oh, like the bottom part of it.
Like, it was just straight. Like, I'm like, bruh, first of all, there was only 1.5 ounces of alcohol.
And
like,
it's for $15?
Fam.
Yo, that's Yo, that's such a rip-off. Fam. You remember when we went to Miami, how the drinks were like $20 for a beer? Mm-hmm. I'm like, that is disrespectful. So to have that, $15, they're crazy.
Fam, mind you, everybody boosts about this regulars, okay? So, I'm like, okay. Then I see the menu. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay. Cool. The drink was okay, by the way. It wasn't like the best.
What was it? Like, was it kind of vodka? Or?
No, it was like a fruity, you know, kind of thing. Oh, okay. If you go, it's the first drink on their menu list. I'm sorry, I didn't bring up the menu, but so then we started to get like the we started to order, right?
Right.
So Nancy got wings and fries because she wanted to play it safe, right? Mm-hmm. I'm like, I know. I'm like, we're downtown, you know. I haven't gone out for dinner in a long time. Let me just be flamboyant. So I got the, I think it was like a chicken club burger or something, just and it comes with fries, and then I got the jerk shrimp. Now here's the thing, I get really skeptical.
Yo, can I say one thing though? Your hair is gonna be lovely moisturized. With heat coming down on it, it's gonna be a nice soft moisture. At the end of the treatment, I swear to God.
I did. You know, I even forgot this was
now,
on my head.
Now looking at it, I'm like, yo, it's glistening and everything. Like, you're getting those nutrients in with the extra vitamin D.
So I'm deep conditioning my hair. So I have like a cap over my head right now, sitting in the sun.
But
I forgot
it
was on my head. But yeah, so like I was saying, I get skeptical with the jerk. Okay, when I see jerk, right, and I'm like, fuck. Because honestly, their menu is so limited.
Really?
They don't have a lot of stuff. So I'm like, okay, is this a place everybody's overhyping? Like, what is this? So the jerk shrimp, I said, you know what? Just go for it. Just try it. Hmm. Go for it. Why not? Because the reason why I did that is because, and usually when it says jerk or something, I never get it because it most likely is shit, okay?
It's like not authentic.
Oh my God, you can tell. But then I saw that they also have Jamaican patties on the menu. And then it had, I think it's like literally three patties, but they're like mini patties. Honestly, I can tell those were not gonna taste good. But anyways, so I just said, you know what? And that I seen the patties after. I didn't see them before. I said, you know what? Because they have another Jamaican like item on the menu, I'm like, maybe theirs is pretty good. I said, let me get the jerk shrimp.
Oh my God.
Fam, when that jerk shrimp came.
Oh, shrimp.
Yeah.
Oh, it was chicken.
It was shrimp.
Oh, okay.
When it came, me and Nancy just looked at the shrimp and then looked at each other. Like, it was just like, you can tell it was not gonna be nice. And let me tell you,
it was
not good.
So like, what made it not good? Like, the flavor wasn't popping? Like,
and here's the thing, like, okay, I need restaurants to know this. If you're gonna have anything cultured, especially Black people food on there, Africans, Jamaicans, Caribbeans, whatever, you need to know we don't just make sauce and throw it on top of shit. I'm sorry. You need to season your stuff before.
Like, this is proper chicken right now. Yo, this chicken is blessed, man. But yeah, like, you need to season it.
It was literally, when I put the shrimp in my mouth, all I tasted was the sauce, and the sauce was nasty. Mm-mm. I couldn't eat it. I brought it home.
Yeah? I'm sorry. Like, I'm just picturing it in my head.
Fam. Nancy had her wings.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, their wings were anorexic.
Yo, they're not steroids.
Anorexic.
No steroids? Nothing?
Oh my God. And then, but when, okay, so when you get wings, they bring you three bottles of sauces, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when she like dipped the chicken in the sauce, it was better.
Okay.
But it wasn't like top notch, like, yo, this is so lit. No. Fam, honestly, the only thing that was lit that we had was the fries.
And the fries,
yes. But these fries were lit. Like, it wasn't that salty.
Mm-hmm.
But it was it was tasty. Like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, they seasoned their fries more than they seasoned their shrimp.
Maybe their fries are just their specialty, so they know how to season.
Probably.
But with the shrimp, they don't really know.
Fam, honestly, it was nasty. That one, and my bill came to like $52. Like, fam!
For what?
Remember, the drink is $15. The
was
shrimp.
The drink at least good, though, besides Pinch?
But the thing is, it was all right. It wasn't even. Like, Nancy was saying how that pink drink, there's a pink drink at Cactus Club. That was way better. And that drink is small, mm-hmm. but it's like, it's very like nice and refreshing. Like, I don't know how to explain it, but.
Yo, did you go to the Cactus Club yet?
Yeah, I did. Oh. I went for my birthday.
Wait, for your birthday?
With Nancy.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay, right.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go again. There's one at Sherway now.
That's the way one we went
I
to.
I
want
to go to it. Because mm-hmm. I feel like when I went for my birthday, I didn't like enjoy it as much as I wanted to. I don't know. Like,
because I wasn't there.
Like, it was still good. I liked the vibe, but I felt like it was just quick. Like, I didn't get to chill, you mm-hmm. know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I want to go again. Like, we should make it a plan to go.
Yeah, we need to go again. I like it. And you know, my all-time favorite is Joey's. That's my all-time favorite. Nothing can beat Joey's. Cactus Club is close, but nothing can beat Joey's.
What do you always get when you go there?
Steak. And shrimp. Their food
really
is good.
Mm-hmm.
Their food is good. Yeah. So.
You know what's funny? I went to Red's. Whatever, and then I went again, but I felt like the menu wasn't like.
The menu was never popping.
It's Pinch, man.
It was never popping.
It's so Pinch. I'm like, yo, what do I get?
It was never popping. That's why I don't really like bougie places, because I feel like you're just going, like, just mm-hmm. because. Like, and it's not even like. I'm like, really? Like, everybody friggin' talks about regulars. And I go, and it's shit. But then again, I didn't go to the club part. Mm. So.
Like, the club part was pretty good. Mm-hmm. I won't lie. It was pretty decent.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They were playing good music, though. So mm-hmm. I can tell.
It was kind of mm-hmm. like Snicky D's.
Mm-hmm.
That same kind of environment. Like, a floor and just, like, a bar. Mm-hmm. Like, it's small. But it's not, like, overcrowded. Like, it wasn't bad at all.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, yeah, to go to the, like, the eating part, mm-hmm. I don't know.
Don't do it. Mm. It was all right. Like, it wasn't. Nope.
Mm-mm.
What? But anyways.
Am I going to hear this story now?
No, you're going to hear it later.
Oh, man. Yo, listen, you guys. I've been anticipating a story from Akuya.
It's going to be later. But what have you been doing for the week? That's what I want to know.
Me? I've just been busy working this week, honest to God. Like, sleep. Like, there was just so much stuff going on with work. And, like, it's like, yo, you're doing what you can, and then just people are still, like, on your dick all the time. It's like, yo, it's one of those where when the weekend comes, it's like, fuck, I'm not even gonna check my emails, my phone, nothing.
You don't even wanna deal with it.
And then, like, Sunday comes, and it's like, yo, bruh, tomorrow. All over again for 5 days. For me, even six. And, oh my God, I can't.
Mm-mm.
I can't, but honestly, other than that, like, well, since I've been at work a lot all week, mm-hmm. and I've been on the road going back and forth, like, the stuff I've been hearing on the radio is, like, so stupid. Like, this is why I hate listening to the radio, because it's all like, the dumbest, stupidest shit all the time they're talking about,
mm-hmm.
and I'd rather just listen to, like, my own tracks or something.
Mm-hmm.
So, the first thing I heard, first of all, we already know how bad the traffic is, okay?
Right.
So this is what I heard, and I'm not even surprised. Eglinton Avenue is the worst road of 2018 or something like that.
Don't even talk about Eglinton.
They named it like the worst whatever.
I took that road yesterday downtown. That's fam.
Mm-hmm.
You can't take your low car there. If you have a low car, because I've seen now everybody on motorcycles and who have the low-ass mm-hmm. Honda Civics or whatever, you can't go on Eglinton Road, eh?
Listen.
Eglinton Avenue.
The worst road in the GTA. Can you believe that?
You can't.
And I think the other one of the top three, one of them was, I know, Dufferin.
Mm.
It was up there. But yo, I know Finch is in there too. Finch has to be. Oh my God.
But Finch? I'll cut Finch some slack, because Finch is pretty long.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, it goes downtown all the way up until the end of Rexdale. Eglinton too? That's true too. Does Eglinton, Toronto Eglinton connect through Mississauga uh-huh. Eglinton? That's kind of mm-hmm. long too.
Mm-hmm.
But Yonge Street is the longest street.
Mm-hmm. In the world, no?
Not anymore. Another country bumped it out. Yeah. It used to be the longest street in the world. Yeah. I think that. I know. Are they stupid?
I could see Yonge, because Yonge is like from downtown all the way to like...
far.
It just keeps going and going and going. Also, so I think last week or the week before, there was like a lady driving with her two kids. And I don't know what happened, but she hit like a truck. A pickup truck or something like that. And basically... her car like flipped upside down. So her and her one kid were injured, and then the other kid ended up passing away or something.
Oh shit.
But the thing is like, yo, the kid went flying out of the car. But like, how? Like, was your kid not properly in the seatbelt? Like, how is it that you, like, the youngest kid flew out the car?
Probably wasn't in the seatbelt.
Like, yo, people, like, listen to me, you guys. Or, I see the dumb shit every day. You guys need to, like, pick up your game when it comes to driving. Like, you people need to drive safe. Like, everyone just, yo, be, like, an extra bit of patient. Like, yo, today I was driving. I got cheese. This girl on the highway, okay? She's behind me. There's a car in front of me, so I can only go so fast. She comes around me to the side. I'm like, okay, whatever. Maybe she needs to go in that lane. She drives up a little. She cuts right back in front of me. I'm like, okay. What was the point of moving one car? Then she moved over again. Because now this lane that she was coming back to was moving slow. And she realized it wasn't just me. So then she switched to another lane again. I'm like, yo, like, you're not going nowhere. Like, what are you speeding up for? Like, it's just... and that's how accidents happen.
Yeah. Some people in the moment, it's like, yo, I need, like, to get to where I'm fucking going. Some people, it's just, oh... They just want to drive. Yo, speak. Yo. When we were going to regulars yesterday, all of a sudden, because the GPS is making us take back roads and stuff. All of a sudden, all we heard was fucking police sirens. But the thing is, it didn't even come out. Like, the way it came out with speed, it was like it came out off of like the lawn. Like, it was rushing off, right? But where it was even coming from, it was parked in like a, like an unknown building per se. Like, you know, when like maybe the side of the storefronts are kind of like, like creepy, like maybe one parking, but like it wasn't even like a storefront, it was like something else. And he literally jumped with the quickness with the sirens and everything. And I'm like, what the fuck? Because I was so confused. So then I seen the police just stopped at a light in the red lane. And then I was like, okay, how come he's stopping now? Like, wasn't he going with the quickness? Yo, come to find out, the two cars that were in front of me, there were two cars in front of me, one of them got stopped because I guess the police caught him running the stop sign. Yeah, but the way the cop was in the corner and he rushed with the quickness to catch this guy, I was like, because you would think it was like an emergency, like someone got like to stop this guy
or something.
Oh my god, sucks for that guy. Because yeah, because the back roads, it's like there's houses there, like, you know, downtown how the houses and they have back roads. It was like that, so it's like, yo, you can't be running the stop sign there. The way the man just whoop.
Yeah, that was like, even the other day I heard how a motorcycle hit someone and then they just dipped. Like, this is the thing, you hit someone, so you're gonna get in trouble regardless. Just take responsibility and own up to it, because when you cut, you're gonna be in more trouble.
Let me tell you about these motorcycles. The last time I was coming from your house, it was like 2 a.m we finished recording. I swear to god, it was like 15 motorcyclists. Okay, all of a sudden now we're at, okay, we're at basically Beauverde and Airport Road. I'm facing Castlemore on Beauverde. Okay, these guys want to come on Airport Road when it's our turn to go. Like, how? All of them block up the whole intersection. Mind you, it's nighttime, some people are falling asleep. Like, yo, so it's like, why you, like, your light already done turn red. Like, why are you in the middle of the intersection and it's our turn?
They were just chilling.
Oh, come on, guys, hurry up. Like, I'm like, bruh, like, you guys could have kept it moving down the street.
They'll find you.
If you wanted to run the red, run the red, but don't stay in the fucking intersection. And people are trying to go home. The way I was honking them, do you think they give a fuck? Like, oh, no.
No one's on the road. It's 2 in the morning.
But there was people on the road, though. Like, mm-hmm. it was so stupid. I'm like, grown-ass people.
Mm-hmm. I believe you.
I'm like, what? So, you, what? You took over the intersection of Boulevard and Airport Road? You feel nice?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I found, like, it was so stupid. Go about your business.
I'm telling you, listen. I seen a meme the other day about Brampton being the worst city to live in Canada or the GTA. Honestly, it's not even bad. It's just the driving is fucking terrible. Like, it's so bad. I'm telling you, no lie. Like, I'm not exaggerating. When I leave from Mississauga and I'm here, like, when I'm getting, like, past, like, Queen, yo, I start seeing the fuckery. I start seeing it. Like, Mississauga's pretty bad, too, especially near Square One. But, yo, Brampton, it's like, yo, are you even thinking?
The thing is, it's stupid because we have wide roads.
Right.
Most of the pavement is solid. But, no, these people want to take their...
Like, imagine the Brampton people driving downtown. You know how hard it is to drive downtown? You have to have a skill.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You have to, like, you know, think quickly, cut people off, be able to... Listen, I was so scared to drive downtown, guys, at first. I was so scared. But now, honestly, I prefer it. Because you know why? Although it's crazy driving, people know how to deal with the driving.
Yeah.
They know how to, like, work with the crazy driving.
Right.
As of here, it's so easy to drive. People are just, like, stupid about it.
The thing right here, it's like, yo, our speed limits are a bit higher than Toronto's, right? But it's like, yo, these people do not want to go with the quickness. Like, you're here going 50-60 when it's meanwhile it's a fucking 80. Like, fam, I just get so, it's me going to work, I'm just cutting people off. Bare people.
Sometimes you have to. Honestly, it's annoying as hell. Like, let me tell you, I have no patience when it comes to driving no more. I will cut you off, I will honk you, I will listen. If you cheese me even just the slightest bit, I will freaking honk you. And if you can't hear me honk you, I will flash my lights at you, especially at nighttime. You will get a flash from me. I don't care. Listen, last week, some old white man stuck his finger at me. I'm like, yo, good fucking for you. Like, the man was on my dick, okay? I were in traffic. Then he goes to the next lane. He cuts his person off in front of me, goes back, then cuts me off, then goes back. And I'm like, yo. I honked him and I'm like, yo, make up your mind. And when I passed him, because eventually I passed him because I was patient. So, of course, you already know how that works. Like, when you're impatient, like, you end up behind. I passed him. And as I'm passing him, he's, like, sticking the finger up at me. I'm like, yo, you're just mad because all that work and you're still
in
behind.
In the same spot. Too bad.
So stupid. Like, I swear to God, these people. But, yo, speaking of Toronto, so... The Raptors have been doing really well.
Woo!
Good for them. One thing I do not appreciate is the prices of the tickets.
Oh,
like,
my
honestly,
God.
As much as I don't care to go to a game, like, I've gone before, but I've been hearing something like how for the nosebleeds, people are paying $50,000
Oh, yikes.
Sorry, not the nosebleeds. Like, for the front or the, what do you call it? Courtside, $50,000 And then for, like, the nosebleeds, it's, like, $1,100 Mind you, the nosebleeds, regular game, regular season, you can get a ticket for, like, $40
Yay!
$50, maybe $60.
Oh, my God. I don't know. Like, but we've been doing so well. So, pretty much, we won game one of the finals. So tonight's actually game two, so I know people are getting ready to go out and all that. Although tomorrow's Monday, nobody's giving a fuck.
But no one cares.
Me, to be honest, I didn't watch, I don't watch ball. I haven't watched the game yet. I swear to God, like, that's
I
the problem
parts
with
it, but I mostly just caught up on Instagram.
That's it.
Like, oh, okay, they won. And I just, like, go to different, like, pages to verify it's all right. And then I'm like, okay, so this is a situation.
Because, yo, I'm in my house, nobody watches sports. My dad doesn't watch sports. My brothers, I have three brothers, they don't watch sports. So it's like, I don't have, I don't care. But the fact that we're winning, that's all I care about. Go Raptors! But yeah, tonight's game two. We'll see how that's gonna go. You know, people here have faith in us, you know. Like, it's the first time we've been this far. A lot of people are saying Raptors in game 6-5. Some people even believe Raptors in game 4, to be honest. Yeah. Like, people have some faith. Mm-hmm. And then there's people who are like, nah, Golden State.
Yeah.
Golden State's gonna win.
We'll see. So they have to win game 2 and 3?
They have to win 4 games.
So there's 4 games.
So
they have to win all 4? So,
no. There's 7 games. You have to win 4.
Yo, so there's 7 games to the final?
Yeah.
So the Golden State and Raptors are playing 7 games. That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot. That's exhausting, yo.
Yeah. I swear that's how, I'm not sure, but that's how the Bucks.
So they do 4 out of 7.
Well, if you win all 4, then yeah.
So they win 4 in a row, then that's it.
Then that's it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So. We'll see.
Wow.
But I feel like we can do it. Like, why not? Kawhi is just doing a great job. Drake, keep doing what you're doing. Like, yo, if you're that passionate about the team and you're an ambassador, why can't you cheer for your team? I feel like the NBA has been extra, like, apparently, like, the NBA had to talk to him.
He's too hype or whatever.
But who the fuck cares? But he's excited.
Okay, first of all, can I just say NBA? Canada was the one who invented basketball.
Yeah, the person was Canadian.
Canadian people. So, first of all, this is our sport. And we're just here to take it back. That's all we're doing.
It's true, yo.
Because the person who reps Toronto the most is hyping his team.
It's
like,
so
when people
funny.
Say Toronto, they hear Drake. So now you guys are just mad because the Raptors are winning.
And let me tell you, the radio stations have been playing all Drake.
Drake is getting money.
They already played Drake enough as it is. But no, they've been playing Drake nonstop. Like,
they even had a Drake slow mix.
Yep.
Drake is getting paid. Trust me, these Raptors, he's getting good money from them.
Yeah. He looks good too. I was looking at him like, oh my God. Like, this is probably
nice
the best
thick,
he's ever looked. Yeah.
I like him thick like
you
that.
Know me. I like my thick men. So that, I was like,
And he wore the Steph Curry's dad's jersey.
Yeah.
Too bad,
he's so petty.
Yo, honestly, I think that's a Toronto thing, though. We are all petty. Take it in. The guys in Toronto, Drake is still from Toronto. He acts like he's from Toronto.
He does.
Like,
he does. So, you know, after game one and us winning, you know, the police first said they were happy that there was no, like, anything. Nobody got arrested. There wasn't anything big, you know. But then what happened was a couple days later, something happened. So, you know, obviously we're happy and stuff and we're celebrating and everything, but some people just celebrate a little too much.
Oh,
so
God,
apparently there were people who were jumping on top of a police cruiser. So police have released surveillance cameras images of 7 male suspects who were jumping on the police cruiser as they celebrated the Raptors' victory. This was around Yonge Street and Dundas. You already know that's the heart. That's where everybody goes, okay? People were excited. They were downtown. They were celebrating. And unfortunately, things got a little out of hand, all right? The police tried to attempt to arrest one of the men. At that one point, one of the suspects threatened to kill the police officer, prompting him to seek safety, police say. So the police officer said he was fearing for his life. So he slid into the back seat of the police cruiser.
The police officer.
Yeah. So that, you know, he wouldn't get hit or whatever the case may be or injured.
Why did he just get out of the car and try to, like, arrest them? Or
but
the, it's move?
Like, but that's, like, he was trying to.
Oh, he couldn't.
Yeah, he couldn't. Like, everybody surrounded. Like, it's just, he couldn't. So, since then, one guy did turn himself in, and they're looking for the other 6.
So they're probably just gonna get a chart, like a fine. They're not gonna get like arrested. And
hopefully,
all of that.
Because everybody's happy.
They're just gonna get like a charge for being stupid. Like, what is it called? Like public disturbance or something like that. They're not gonna get no hefty fine.
Yeah, it's
like,
not that bad.
I don't know. It sucks. Like, obviously, at that point, the police officer wasn't gonna arrest him because he was fearing for his life.
Yeah.
But when you first hear about it, just turn yourself in and be like, okay, yeah, that was me.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like, honestly, guys, just keep it safe. Like, look, our city's doing so good after all these celebrations. Like, there's no problem. problems, nothing.
No.
Just keep doing it. And yo, if you want to jump on people's cars, jump on your own car or your friend's car. Don't jump on the police car, because the police might need to, like, go to an emergency, right? And you're holding them back. So, yeah, just don't be stupid. That's all. I heard a story how in Philadelphia, there's a bunch of, like, restaurants or something.
Right.
Or different places that are going cashless. Therefore, you can't use cash. So, like, if you go to, like, a Starbucks there or something or da-da-da-da, you can only use debit or credit. So, yeah, so one of the people in the government were trying to say, well, to have, like, restaurants and fast places and all that, just take debit and credit, it leaves out the people that maybe they work a cash job and don't have a bank account. And he was saying, like, a high percentage of Americans don't actually have a bank account. And he's like, a lot of Americans don't even have a credit card, right? So he's like, if you are just going to make it cashless, then you're inconveniencing people. So it's like, now that person may have to go to the bank and take out money rather than just using their cash. You know what I mean? Like, or they'll have to, like, put money into their account to use their debit card. Like, so, like, I thought it was just weird. But now I think they're doing this, they're trying to get rid of it. So now, like, any place that does that will be fined $2,000. Because it's like, yo, how are you gonna, I get it, like, some people say cash only, that I get is a little more easier, because if you have cash, you have cash. If you have a debit card, then you have accessibility to cash at an ATM, right? But I feel like the other way around, to say, like, oh, credit and debit only, well, what about the people that don't have a credit card?
What they're doing is weird, to even have only debit and credit, because at the end of the day, for the terminal, you pay, like, extra for every transaction, right? So why do debit and credit only? Like, I, it would be more smart to do the cash, because, you know, like the nail salons, that's how they avoid paying,
the,
you know,
tax and the extra fees for the bank.
Right.
That's fine. They're saying that's okay, because everyone could have access to cash, right?
Right.
They have a card, but, like, I don't get why they're doing it. Like, maybe it's just more work for them to count the money, or, like, who knows?
But yeah, so the thing with that is, it's like, it's even more expensive to have the terminal, like, do debit and credit rather than cash only, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, wouldn't you want to avoid that?
Yeah, like, cash, that's why some people do cash only, because it's cheaper for their business.
Exactly.
Or their company. It's like, okay, well, we don't have to deal with all those fees.
Right.
So, I don't know. But then again, these are, like, they're talking about restaurants that are, like, make money. Not, like, just random people, family-owned.
Oh, okay.
Like, the franchise ones, like...
Okay.
Whatever.
Okay.
So, but weird. I don't know, but, like, it's just dumb. Like, I feel like I get it when you say you don't take credit or debit, but at least cash.
Maybe there's something behind it, like, you know, you don't have to sit there and count your till and all that.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. But I don't know. To me, I think that's weird, though.
Whatever, it's not a problem here, so.
Yeah, not a problem.
Thank God.
Definitely not. But anyway, so 8 people have been charged for selling fake designer goods at Markham, Ontario's Pacific Mall.
Oh, I heard that.
I was dying. I'm like,
but I'm not surprised.
We all knew this. Yeah. I thought we all knew this.
We all knew Pacific Mall was a bootleg stuff, and that's why it's cheap.
So pretty much in Markham, it's a city. Is it considered, like?
It's right.
Is it a suburbs? Is it considered suburbs?
It's like Richmond Hill.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So.
It's like Scarborough, the end of Scarborough, kind of.
Yeah. So there's a lot of Asians there. Okay. So Pacific Mall is literally little small shops that people rent the space, and, like, it's literally
like a flea market.
It's a flea market, but for Asians. That's literally
indoor.
What it is. Yes. So it's like, you know, they're selling fake stuff. I don't know. They charged 8 people in connection, which led to the seizure of thousands of counterfeit luxury items in Markham. This year-long investigation first began back in April 2018 after police received several complaints about the selling of fake designer goods out of the mall. In June 2018, police conducted a Pacific Mall raid and finally laid charges almost a full year later.
But I don't get it. Like, who the fuck is going to Pacific Mall I'm thinking they're gonna get authentic shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's like me going to the flea market and I see a bag that says Louis Vuitton. I know it's not real.
Yeah.
And they're selling it for $25 and it's a really, what, $1,000 bag?
That is funny.
Like, this is the thing. You know you're paying for your cheap stuff. Even if they say it's real, you don't believe it.
Right?
People just gotta be street smart. But now, because they probably spent money on it, because they probably fooled somebody.
Yeah.
And then they're mad because they're like trying to go return it and they can't get their money back.
It's funny because I've only been there once.
I've never been there, you know?
You never?
Mm-mm.
I only went there, I think, 2 years ago.
Hmm.
And that was just to get something for my phone, like a case or something like that.
And it was just like a regular...
Yeah.
Look like a flea market. Kind of like Western Mall.
Yeah, because to be honest, like iPhones, you guys have the better case. Like right now, I'm just seeing Chantel's case, and I'm like, wow. Mm. Androids will never get nice cases like that. So I went there to get a case. Mm. Mm-hmm, man.
But yeah, I'm not even surprised at all. Not one bit.
That is crazy.
Mm-hmm. There's this campground.
Mm-hmm.
In, Toronto. Mm-hmm. I think in Toronto. Somewhere. Hold on. Let me look at it. You can go glamping for $8 a night on a romantic vineyard near Toronto. Now, they say near Toronto, but sometimes when they say that, it's like freaking Thunder Bay.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah. I know, I thought that was interesting. It looks pretty cool. It's like you're in a dome.
Uh-huh.
But then the inside looks like a nice, fancy, like, house resort.
Oh, that's cute. Cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I never heard of it.
Mm-hmm. It was on, what do you call it? Fuck. Narrow City, Canada?
Oh,
they have a lot of shit on there. Like, if you ever want to know about food festivals and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, guys. Thanks to you guys, we have gotten over 1,000 listens.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you guys so much for tuning in and listening and for the subscribers. If you're just tuning in, honestly, just subscribe. Like, you're guaranteed gonna have fun listening to us. Like,
uh-huh.
So, thank you guys so much. Like, I didn't think it would be like that.
Yeah, me either.
But I looked and I'm like, what the hell? Like, what happened? Mm-hmm. Like,
and for whoever gave us a 1-star rating, yo... You guys are just hating. Like, come on. Like, we just we're starting this out. We're trying it. Like, you know?
Haters. That's okay. People are entitled to their own opinion.
That's true. But whatever.
So, previously I've spoken about people getting borrowing money from 50 Cent.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So now, I think on the previous episode, I said the victim was Jackie Long, right?
Yeah.
Now, another the newest person is Rotimi. That's the latest person that 50 has called out. But before that, the guy from Power who plays Ghost,
mm-hmm.
Omar,
mm-hmm.
he has also borrowed money from 50 previously before. And here's what he had to say.
He loaned me one summer, like 20 G's. He said, I can't have my number one effed up. He loaned me 20,000. And Jay, as you know, a fellow Capricorn, right? So we sat there, pragmatic, logical. You know how we are. We don't fuck with money like
your
that,
wife.
Right? Uh-huh. So then, so Jay and I was like, nah, you can't. Like, you gotta pay. And I'm like, I'm paying them back. Like, but you can't. And brown people need to know this. And you know this, Angie. Brown people need, all of us need to remember that when we loan money, that you can't give back the same amount of money that was loaned to you. Because that person's money could have been making money that you...
Especially if it's 50 cents money.
You know that. So.
All right. So, for some reason,
mm-hmm.
he had to borrow money from 50, 20,000. And,
I never heard of that before, right?
And he, basically paid it back with interest, is what he was saying.
Right.
So now, Rotimi is the latest victim. And apparently, he owes 50.
Ooh.
300K.
Mm-mm.
So, here's what he had to say.
Hey, yo, so I feel like I gotta address this, man. So niggas calling me talking about I owe 50 money, 50 saying I owe money. Listen, bro, I don't owe 50 money. The thing is, my record number one, I just bought a crib. I'm taking care of my family. everything. So the fact that I'm hearing this, man, like, why now? Why wait till Walk With Me is number one on the R&B charts? Why would you wait till my project is number one on the R&B charts to bring something up like this, bro? I don't owe you, bro. You know, so crazy. So I just wanted to address it and keep it light, but that's crazy.
Okay, here's my thing. If he really did owe 50, mm-hmm. I can see why 50 would bring it up now. Because it's like, yo, you're on the charts, you're doing good, you have this, you got that, all of that. So it's like, if you're able to do all of that and you're making all this money, why can't you pay me back?
Right.
I feel like that's how he's coming from. But mm-hmm. then it's like, I don't know why he feels the need to go out there and say, hey, I don't owe you nothing. Just deal with it with him. Like, why do you feel the need to go out there and expose? Like, I just don't get it. Like, he's, it's not like he's going to come out of nowhere and say, oh, you owe me money. Like, I don't feel like 50 has money. Like, for him to just be like, oh, this person, I really genuinely feel like he lends people money mm-hmm. to help them and then hoping that they would pay them back. Like,
right.
I don't know. But yeah, I don't know. That's what I just think.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. Just, I'm saying, if you borrow money from somebody, pay them back.
Right.
And then it's like, when that someone sees you're doing good and you still don't pay them back, it's like, yo, I helped you get there.
Right.
The least you can do is, like, owe me back.
Right. So 50 responded and said, man, fuck all that. I want my money by Monday. Cash, nigga. Where the bag at? I want to punch this nigga. I want to punch this nigga's nose. Rotimi got the number one R&B album. Time to pay me on gang. You know, hey, you're there saying, oh, you got this, you got that. You bought your
so
first house with cash and all that. And it's like, if you have the room to do all that, then you have the room to pay me. Because you know what?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yo. And this is why I don't like borrowing money from people. It's like, you have to think about it. Somebody loaned their money. Money that could have went to anything at mm-hmm. that time, but they decided to give it to you.
Right.
Your first priority when you get money is to pay back that money. And if you know, say, like, let's say, oh, you know what? Maybe a couple days, if you borrow the money for a couple days, maybe even a week, you can be like, you know what? Here you go. But if it's like a month, 2 months or something, you better pay that person back with mm-hmm. interest.
Yeah.
Because it's true what Omar said. He couldn't been using that money to make more money.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you deficited him.
Yeah.
Right?
So or it's even like, if the person who borrowed the money used money to make more money, I feel like you should give them because...
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, this is stuck. Because, yeah, you... Basically, they helped you.
You're right.
Yeah, I don't get it. Like, it's like, yo. It's one thing if you need the money to get back on your feet.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, okay, the next time you get another amount of money, it's like for this or for that. And then, like, you pay them. I don't know. I just feel like the first thing you do is you just pay the person back when you have money.
Mm-hmm.
Just get it over with.
Mm-hmm.
Why prolong it? And it was never your money to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know.
That's it. So now, Jackie Long, who was previously in this mess, also chimed in when this was happening.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. I done see some shit right there. It's making me laugh. Oh, my nigga, Rodney. Hold on, my nigga. Hold on, Rodney. 50 say you owe him 300K, my nigga. You owe this 300,000 pennies, my nigga. Like, hold on, my nigga. I owe the nigga 3K. That mean you died on the show this season, my nigga. That definitely mean you died on the show this season. Roddy, call me, my nigga. I can get this fixed for us, my nigga. 300K? Goddamn, 50. That is a... Hey, man, you's a bitch. Man. Hold on.
So, you know, I don't know why Jackie felt the need to say something. But 50 also responded... This fool better pay me my money. So I guess Jackie has even paid him the 3K either.
Oh, wow.
So.
That's it? Just 3,000?
Yeah, for Jackie Long, it's 3,000. So
did
basically,
you pay him?
No. So Jackie Long paid him. And no, it was more like that. He paid him back. Okay, I think Jackie Long paid like maybe about 200,000 or something like that.
Oh, shit.
But then.
That's a lot.
But then he didn't put interest on top. He just gave it back. So 50 was trying to say, no, you owe me more money.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But anyway, so Snoop Dogg decides to come to the rescue. And here's what he had to say.
50. I'm gonna pay you what Rotimi owe you, cuz. Cause I don't want him to get killed on power. I think you're gonna kill him next. Cause he owe you money. Don't kill him. I'm gonna pay him for you. How much he owe you, cuz? Let's talk about it.
So Snoop doesn't want Rotimi to die on power, so. You know, he offered to pay on his behalf, which was nice. Like, sometimes an OG just needs to step in. And not even to step in to be like, yo, like, on some rah-rah shit. But step in and be like, listen.
Yep.
I'll pay it. Let's dead it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think 50 would bring talks to Snoop Dogg like that.
Nah, no, I don't think so either.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, I think that was good of Snoop Dogg to do.
He just wants to see him, like... see them doing okay, like just squash the beef and just get over it. But I feel like now 50 might take it as like, oh well, I don't need your money. Like, he probably doesn't need the 300k, it's just the principle of it,
right?
So it's like, now that it's coming from Snoop Dogg, well, I don't want it, like I want it from him. Like, he wants that guy to suffer and give him the money,
right?
So for me, I'd like don't even worry about it, like,
right.
What is this Kylie thing with the nuts and the whatever? Because, yo, I swear, I don't even remember talking about it. With the Kylie skincare or something like that.
Yeah, like, I swear, we spoke about this before. Like, maybe we didn't. No. We had to have spoken about it. People came for Kylie a couple weeks ago because there was an ingredient in her... skincare line or whatever the fuck it's called. There was an ingredient in there that is not good for the skin.
Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't nourish the skin. It basically kind of scrapes off your skin a little bit. Like, it's too harsh.
So what is it in there for then?
I don't know. That's the thing. So people were not having that. And then now the latest news is that people are just not here for it because... she basically did a demonstration, and bruh, this girl had makeup on.
But yo, it's, I feel like anyone doing any kind of commercial for like washing your face or lotion is always wearing some kind of makeup. We just don't see it.
But, what, okay.
Like, you know, but, Jennifer Garner, Jennifer Aniston, when they do the, they're wearing makeup.
They're making wearing makeup.
Although they're washing their face.
That's true. And not only that, but she had a Snapchat filter while doing this. Okay. But you're right that you said that, but even in commercials.
But you already know Kylie's going to put a filter. You already know she's going to be wearing some kind of makeup. You know. Like, you guys have to, people have to be smart enough to know, like, these products is just to make money.
Yep.
Although they might work, the key point of it is to brand their stuff. Right? So it's like, you know, like Proactive, for example, I've seen people use it and they say it works. As soon as you stop using it, your face goes worse than it was before.
Oh my god.
Because it's a market thing, right? It's like, you want to like have the consumers keep buying it over and over and thinking they need it. So it's like, yo, I don't know, like, I get how they could get at her for it.
Yep.
But at the end of the day, I just feel like, you guys know she's going to filter herself. You guys know she's going to Photoshop. Like, you can't even be surprised. You just have to know that everything on Instagram or everything that you see on social media is fake.
So, I gotcha.
Jenner, Kardashian clan.
When we went on the... I went on the Instagram for... the podcast, and I was looking, I'm like, who followed Kim Kardashian and who followed Kylie? I knew it was Chantel, because I'm like, yo, I don't even fuck with those people. I'm like, yo.
Yo, I love this fucking bathing suit by Fashion Nova. It's a neon green. Oh my god, it looks so nice. If you go to the shade room, this girl is wearing it.
Yo, that's what it's all about this summer, is neon colors. Shade Room now all of a sudden wants to post Shensia, and I'm like, okay, what is this post for? Well, Shensia came out with a new song with Tyga. When I wake up, thank God for life. Look in the mirror, say, bitch, I'm the best, 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 best. Wait till the best, 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 best.
450 on the necklace. I know you like it rough, I get reckless. The way you lick it
up,
you
go. Same as every Tiger song.
Now, my thing is this. If you guys don't know who Shantia is, she's a Jamaican artist. She just recently came out. It's not like she's been on the scene like Spice. Spice been on the scene from time. She just came out. You know, she's been on a few soca tracks, you know. But this is my thing. I hate when people of like Caribbean, African or whatever, they do a collab with an American artist and it's like, why?
But you know what? I feel like they do that just to get that clout, that like that notification. Because listen, it's the same thing with those Spanish artists. Now they're in songs with Drake and all of these other kind of artists. But it's like, I feel like those people are just trying to expose themselves to the Western culture.
But my thing is this. You can do that. But why is it that we always have to make... Okay. Like, when Nicki Minaj is on a reggae track or, like, a dancehall track, she sounds, like, legit. Like, it goes with the beat. Like, you know dancehall.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Why is it that other artists, when they link up with an American artist, they have to make the music, like, Americanized? Mm. It's not real dancehall. Mm. Do you get what I'm saying? Mm. And it happens a lot. Yeah. For one example, Sean Paul. Sean Paul ruined it when he started, like, collaborating with them. You know, maybe for him, the money was good and was like, yo, an opportunity is an opportunity. But I feel like, yo, for your loyal fans who know your tracks, it's like, why would you go and do a track like that?
You know what? I feel like I have a few theories about it. Okay, the first thing is this. Nicki Minaj, I feel like maybe back in the day when she did her mixtapes, if she would have done that, people would not be feeling it. But I feel like now, because she's so globally, like, known, it's like now she has that leeway to kind of change it up or add her culture in it. Kind of like Rihanna, for example. She could do pop and she can do her Bajan stuff. But people, like, she's authentic to both.
Right.
And same with Nicki. But I think Nicki Minaj, okay, although she's Trini, she's American. So she feels like, okay, well, yeah, I'm from the Caribbean, but I still don't have to, like, act like an American because I am one. Right? And plus, she's already up and coming from time. But with this new artist, I feel like, okay, she's trying to come into the American world, which is, like, the biggest, hugest platform for music, everything. And trying to, like, get herself known, but the way she's trying to do it is to, like, try to incorporate, like, be a part of the American culture.
But the thing is, you, like, can be a part of American culture, but the thing is this. You don't have to... Okay. For a song like that, it's like... It's too in the middle that there's no sincere bop to it. I can't whine to it, and I can't really, like, jam to it. Like,
I want it to be like... Like One Dance, for example. It has that Caribbean feel to it, but it also has that hip-hop Toronto.
Right.
It's like, because it's from Rihanna, right? No, which one's from Rihanna?
Work.
That song. So it's like, it's still a bit of that, like, you know, you can whine to it, but it's still that Toronto hip-hop. Like, it's a little bit of both, but it's a perfect mix. It's not like Drake's hip-hop is overstepping Rihanna's, like, dancehall, reggae, whatever. It's like they combined it perfectly.
But I don't like that. It's like, stick with the reggae. That's what you got you, or the dancehall. That's what got you here.
But I feel like they have to, like, open it up to be part of, like, the music industry. Like, they'll be limited to, like, their culture.
But I feel like that's how some artists fail in that sense. Now, I believe she just got signed to Interscope. But it's like, wouldn't you just stick to, like, what you know? Like, and I'm not saying, oh, just stick to what you know. Like, how do I say it? You're best when you know, like, you know dancehall, like, you know reggae. You know how it's going to make the people groove. Right. But with a song like that, and it's not just her. It's a lot of artists that do this. It's like you're ruining the flow. Like, what flow is this? It's neither African or American. It's like you tried to fuse it and the fuse is not working.
But yo, I feel like it doesn't work for people like us, but I feel like the basic people, like the people that listen to like 99 mm-hmm. Virgin Radio. I feel like those are like the biggest population of people that listen to the music, like the Billboard stuff. So it's like, for them, I think it's like just an opportunity for money.
It's true.
It's kind of like, okay, if you guys want to get paid like how you deserve, then mm-hmm. you have to like try this or sacrifice your reggae culture to mm-hmm. be in a little bit of pop to get known, and then it's mm-hmm. like you can go back to it, but then they don't go back. Like,
it, you know, it's really true that you say that, because even with Sean Paul, and I keep using Sean Paul because I'm like, yo, you know how lit Sean Paul mm-hmm. was back in the day?
Now he's in songs with Sia, and it's like, bruh.
It just doesn't like sound right. It sounds like he's more of the hype man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's just like, what are you doing? Maybe that's the money is there. Maybe he's making his money from radio play.
Mm-hmm. Probably.
You know what I mean? I don't have to make a music video. I just have to make an appearance.
And then you
write
my verse. And because he's doing appearances on the top 40, which gets mm-hmm. played the most, he's going to get paid more.
Yep.
Whereas if it's a straight reggae, you'll, what, maybe be on 98.7 or 105.5. But the people that don't listen to that won't know. Like, it's weird. Like, okay, when I hear a pop song, I know it. Mm-hmm. Because it's like, you hear it at the dentist, you hear it in the grocery store, you hear it at work. Like, it's like all the time. But for someone who doesn't listen to Soca, when they hear a Soca song, they won't know it.
Yeah.
Because Soca's not played globally.
But
like
I feel like when you're known for it, it's like, okay, if Spice were to do some shit like that right now, I'd be like, why?
Mm-mm.
I'd be like, you're the queen of dancehall right now.
I feel like because Spice knows that,
yeah,
she'll make sure it'll never succumb to that.
But see, I like that. And then I love how she's on Love and Hip Hop, because she's still true to her roots. She still speaks her patois. She's still...
Is she in America now?
Huh? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like, it's so funny. Like, Love and Hip Hop now, they're at the part where... they actually went to Trinidad for Macho Mondays. It was funny, yo. They were playing, like, the tracks. I was dying.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was, like, they showed, honestly, they showed how, okay, basically, Carly is from Trinidad, right? But she's still American, fine. So she's so excited to just go to Trinidad, show everybody, you know, the culture and whatever. And then she felt like Shekinah and Tokyo... we're just not even open to it.
They're
and
not
like
even
not even to try it. They're looking at the food, sniffing the food, like, and
really?
Then I swear to God. And it's just like, yo, like, outside of American culture, there's so many different types of culture that you guys are missing out on.
I feel like we're really exposed to it because Canada is like very, Toronto's the most multicultural,
yeah,
one of the most multicultural cities in the world.
Mm-hmm. I think the top.
I feel like we if we go into like a restaurant or a market, we see Indian food. We know, oh, Indian food.
Yeah.
We can probably name a few dishes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, a Jamaican place. Okay, Jamaican food. We can probably name some stuff.
Yeah.
Like, we're so, like, Filipino food, like, Vietnamese, we're so open. Like, we know different cultures. And I feel like in America, it's just like American.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe you guys see it differently. I don't know. I can only say so much because I've only been here, like, maybe
let us
10
know
times,
because. Like, they were just acting like, and I get it, Carly was pissed at them, right? But it was like, yo, like...
I feel like if you're going to go to a place or visit a place, you have to, like, be willing to try the culture.
Yeah.
And indulge in it. And if you can't do that, then maybe traveling to different places that you're not familiar with is not for you.
Yeah.
Like, for me, it's like, okay, if I were to go to China, I'm not going to be like, ew, like, I don't want to eat their meat, I'm not sure.
Like, you have to expect it. You have to expect.
Yeah, because you're going to, like, a different place.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so it's like, yo, let me tell you, America, you guys are disrespectful about your fucking smoothies. Like, one day, okay, we were in Detroit, we just wanted a fucking smoothie. We couldn't find no damn place, like, you know the McDonald's smoothie.
Yeah,
we just wanted a smoothie from a fast food place.
Yeah,
nowhere had it. Anywhere we went, they're like, huh, do you mean milkshake? And I'm like, no, a smoothie with fruit. They're like, oh, well, we got vanilla and chocolate. And we're like, no, like, we want a fucking fruit smoothie. And they just didn't get it. And, like, even the simplest thing that we would have here, they don't have. Like, I feel like also, too, not only with culture and food, like, what they know about, like, diet and a healthy living is not as like, I don't know, like, promoted and, like, enforced as ours here.
Oh, okay.
So, like, you go to fast food and we have, like, a salad option or a smoothie option, but they don't even know what the fuck a smoothie is.
Oh, my God.
Like, I just feel like America, for a country that's so, like, you know, like, it's one of the dominant places in the world. Like, everybody wants the American dream. Everybody wants
Hollywood,
New York or whatever. But I feel like, yo, you guys are so behind in stuff.
Mm-hmm. But it's like, and that's why I'm just like, yo, like, when these artists just, like, they meet up with, like, an American, like, artist, and they just, like, lose all their originality. I'm
like, you could not do that with us. Like, I'm telling you, if you were to come to Toronto and do, say a Jamaican man comes from Toronto and wants to do, like, a Canadian, like, something with a Canadian artist, like, say The Weeknd or Drake or Tory Lanez, I guarantee you they're not gonna try to Toronto-fy it.
Yeah,
they're gonna make it as equally Jamaican as it would be like a hip-hop artist from Toronto. Like, they're both gonna bring what they know to the table, and one person's not gonna try for the other, and the other person's not gonna try to do what the other, like, do you get what I mean? Like, even if Drake is doing a song and he has his little 1-2 patois here, like, you know he's like not trying that hard to that point to do
right.
it. Like, he's just doing it like every other Toronto
but
man
it's
is.
Funny because the Americans feel like he's trying to be like Jamaican or
but
everybody
yo,
else
but listen, America, you guys have to understand something. Toronto is a heavy populated Caribbean group of people for like the Black Canadians. Like, in America it might be different, but like the Black Canadians in Toronto, majority are either from the Caribbean or Africa. And obviously, like, where else could you be from? But, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, most of it is, like, the Caribbean.
But it's like we know our roots, so it's like...
So I feel like... Yeah, so I feel like... And the way that Drake is talking is honestly how we just talk on the regular. Like,
I
we're
swear.
Not even trying. Like, you will see a white girl saying Wagwan. Like, it's just... That's just how we talk.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay... The worst, though, is when I'm watching shows and American people are trying to do a patois accent.
Oh,
that
it's
cheeses
so
me.
Bad.
It's like
Americans
you know
do the worst Caribbean accents, the worst African accents.
I'm
it's
sorry,
so
I'm not
bad.
Trying to diss anybody, but like, yo. But it's just like, yeah, like, I don't know. I think, like, people have to remember their roots and where they came from.
Yeah.
And just try, like, I get it. It's like your managers and producers and all these people are going to, like, make you do the stuff that they know is going to get you money. But sometimes in the midst of that, you lose your true self.
Yeah, because right? now to me, that Shinsia and Tiger record is not even a dancehall record, nor is it a trap record. To me, it's just a radio record.
Yeah.
And not all radio records are necessarily the best records.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The radio, I can't. Like, oh, I'm getting so sick of the radio. Like, I like it sometimes, but then I get so sick of it. It's the same shit over and
that's why I don't
over.
Listen to, like, the rest of them, because...
But I'm even finding out, once in a while, like, well, Flo 93.5 with their hip-hop is getting a little repetitive. I still like it when they have, like, their certain parts of the day, so they play, like, a bunch of different, like, hip-hop.
Yeah.
But, like, when they do the top six at six or whatever.
Okay.
Same thing. Every day. The Weeknd. A Drake song, I'm sure.
Oh, of course.
Blueface. I don't know. But it's the same stuff. Like, A Boogie with a Hoodie. Like, that song.
I like A Boogie, though.
I like it a lot. When it plays on the radio, honestly, I'm like, I get with this track, but I don't mind it. Like, I do not mind it at all.
I was dying, but yeah, please Shinsia, like, I congratulations on getting signed to Interscope, but honestly,
just try
please
to stick to, now that you're signed and you're in, yo, take that opportunity to put
and my like and take this in, because Shade Room now yesterday they went to post when Shinsia came to Luxie's a couple of weeks ago, and you see how packed Luxie's was, and this was before that track with Tyga even dropped.
Okay.
Just her being in her fucking lane and dance hall and what she knows, the whole club was packed. Mind you, Luxie's is huge. If you want to hear massive. More about Luxie's, listen to episode 1, Soka Made Me Do It. That's when we explain, like,
Luxie's
our fun time
that.
At Luxie's. Because it was like, to me, I was seeing it and I was like, yeah, it's expected of
That's
her to
normal.
Do that.
It's so
yeah.
normal. And it's normal that it'll be packed, like crazy packed like that.
Mm-hmm.
As big, like Luxie's is huge. There's like two, so, like it's probably one of the bigger clubs.
Yeah.
Known to go to.
And
but,
it's
like,
in a perfect location where everybody from all over
and
the GTA can get there.
And free parking. And the line goes pretty quick.
Let me tell you, Luxie's, fam, like when I seen that on a Shade Room, I'm like, you're acting as if this is like is something. Oh my gosh, Shinsia. Listen, Shinsia was bound to sell out Luxie's.
Yeah, oh, of course.
Come on now. If she really wanted to, she could sell out Rebel too.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like when Spice and, fuck, who else came? Popcorn. Spice and Popcorn came. Yo, Rebel was packed. And Rubble is probably four times the size of Luxie's.
Yo, Rubble is huge, yo.
Rubble is huge.
Where was the one again? What did we go to in February?
Oh, Decal.
Oh my god, it was good.
See, it was good. And you were even drunk.
Listen, I was the designated driver that day. Let me tell you, I was like, it was such a good vibe.
And it was wintertime.
Like, it was just nice. Like, there was no trouble. Like, of course, a little pushing and shoving here with people and whatever. But it was just nice. Like, everything went smoothly. The music was loud. It was a good crowd. Like, no one was disrespectful or nothing like that. Like, everyone was just, you know. I really liked it. It was nice. Parking was close. It was right there. Of course, you have to pay because it's downtown. But it's like you had to walk far. It was a fucking cold night.
It's expected. Yeah, it was cold. But honestly, once you got in, as soon as we even got in, I was turned. I was so turned.
I would love to go there in the summer.
Yeah. Oh, of course. Yeah. Nah, but me, I'm on. Yo, I've seen so many parties being posted. I'm like, fam, Chantel better free up her time.
Yo, I just need it to be hot. Like,
I'm waiting. There's bear parties in June, eh? Bear parties in June. Especially long weekend.
I know, that one's coming.
Oh my god. Mm-hmm.
Listen, I didn't make sure. Friday, I think I work because it's the last day of school, so it's going to be busy. But yo, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, did not put my name on no schedule. There's no way. Like, I don't know for sure what I'm doing, but I just know
you're going to a fit with me. Nope, you're going on a fit with me.
Yo,
for
what if
sure.
I go camping though that weekend? Sure. That's the only thing.
Then it's gonna be the weekend after, because yo, we need to go somewhere.
It sucks so bad because in July I'll be working just the weekend. Gonna suck.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like all my stuff that I want to do, it's either gonna be Saturday night or like during the weekday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I have to, yo. It's just for July.
Yep.
So
that's the thing. But yeah, so Shantia, please.
Just stay true to yourself, yo.
Stay true to yourself. That's all I care about. Mm-hmm. Okay, just think of the beat. You know this. Like, we wanna be able to play you in the urban clubs. You know what I mean? Like, you know? Because let me tell you, that one song she has,
I feel like it will though. But I feel like it'll also play in like the top 40.
Yeah, clubs. But I don't think it'll be like, yo, when a Shantia record comes on, there's this one song. You put it on, everybody's going crazy. Like, all the females. Like, she made two female anthems. Two of them. And it's like every time those songs come on, all the girls are going crazy.
But you see, I feel like the people, like, the top, okay, because, like, now, okay, her colliding with Tyga, now this is going to expose her to people that normally would never listen to her.
Of course, that's why Shade Room was posting her.
But now it's like, but those people are not going to even really know the real her. Nope. They're just going to know what they know from the top 40,
yep.
Right?
That's the thing.
So it's like, they're going to be like, oh, like, she's just whatever, regular. But they don't know how she is in the reggae culture.
Mm-hmm. Shantia, good luck to you. Good luck to you.
Just do what you got to do, honestly. And just try not to sell yourself out, you know, because once you do that, that is when the talent starts to just fade away. We got to stay strong, yo.
Yep. So, yo.
Yo, is it finally story time?
Yes, one of the stories.
Okay, because let me tell you, I haven't seen Aquarius since last week, so I've been waiting. She said she had a story. She kept saying she had stories, so now I'm just waiting to hear them and give my advice.
Okay, yeah, because I need your advice. I need your input and, like, advice. Maybe not necessarily advice, but your input.
Okay,
I have a friend. Who went on a trip with her other friends. So about, I want to say maybe 6, 7, 8 of them.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh, so
right.
Much people.
So, you know, they went on vacation, you know, whatever happens there, you know, stays there, or so we thought. So, you know, you're there with your girls, you're playing games like Never Have I Ever and all those things and whatever.
Yo, I already see the way this is going.
Okay. And one of the girls, told her man a lot of stuff that happened.
On the trip,
in other instances. But her man is best friends with my friend's man. So here.
Who also went on the trip.
Right. So I'm going to say person A, person B.
Okay.
So, okay. Person A, who is my friend, went on a trip
mm-hmm.
with person B and other girls.
Okay.
When they came back from that trip, person B basically told her boyfriend everything.
Okay.
Person A and person B, both of their boyfriends are best friends. Okay?
Yeah.
So it's like person B told her man everything. Her man is going to go tell person A's man. And then person A's man is going to tell...
You know the joke is? Yesterday, I was watching a show and there was the same situation.
Really?
Yeah, about something going on. And like... Okay, but continue. Anyways, I'll tell you my... Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. So, person A was really upset mm-hmm. and she was like just telling me, like, yo, like, why is she telling her man this, da-da-da-da, this and that.
Mm.
And then, you know, she was really upset. And she's even said, like, there's instances where, you know, all the girls have, like, a Snapchat group together. And sometimes they talk about stuff, you know,
mm-hmm.
nobody else should know.
Right.
Or, let's say, some of them, I don't know, in their group, they send each other nudes and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, when they're topless or whatever. It could be anything.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Cool. Person B will let her man read the chat. So, do you think...
Yo. Oh my god. Okay, I don't even know what to...
Do you think person A should be mad at person B for telling her man stuff? And the reason why I'm asking you...
situation, yo.
Right. The reason why I'm asking you is because obviously you have a man.
Yeah.
And I'm single, so I don't necessarily have a man to go and talk back to.
Yeah,
so when I'm telling you something, I'm hoping and praying it's to you and you're not...
Yeah.
Okay, for example, right? And it's not like I'm questioning you, I'm curious. I'm just using it as an example.
I'm dying because I had the same fucking question yesterday. Not yesterday, Friday. And I was even asking Brian about it. I'm like, yo, like, what would you do? Like,
mm-hmm.
And he, like, his thing was like, yo, like, honestly, like... Yo, is it? He basically just said, "This is why I don't talk to people, because you mm-hmm. don't know what to do in those situations." Mm-hmm. It's pretty much.
Oh my god! So, like, pretty much, me and Chantel, like, we communicate mostly by voice notes, right?
Oh no!
What did you do now? Oh lord! Mm-mm, someone wants to get drunk, eh?
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Ugh. I need to pour some. Oh,
child. Jesus! It's getting warm now. That's how hot it is outside. But So, me and Chantel communicate through voice notes most of the time, 99.99999% mm-hmm. of the time. So, for me, I know I'm sending this to her because I don't have nobody around me to, like, mm-hmm. do it in front of.
Yeah.
Right? But then, she has a man.
So
but it's like, you know, and she lives with her man.
Yeah.
So, it's like, when she listens to it, it's a possibility he's in the background, too.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, I wouldn't know because obviously I'm not there.
Yeah, I see. Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah,
it's
yeah,
like,
yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, my first question is,
mm-hmm.
do you tell your man everything? And my second question is, why do you do so? Like,
why would we tell them everything? Or why would, like...
Like, if you tell them, like, whatever your answer is, it's why would you?
Okay.
And if you do... You don't think your man will go and tell somebody? Like, do you think of the repercussions of your man telling someone else?
Okay. So for me, like, this is how I see it. For one, first, I feel like it depends on the relationship for you to tell your man everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like the older me, who was just dating, like, these fuckboys,
mm-hmm.
like, I feel like they don't need to know nothing
mm-hmm.
about my life or like anything about any of my friends or whatever
mm-hmm.
but I feel like if you're in a relationship, like serious
mm-hmm.
relationship, or you're married or whatever, I feel like then it's like, okay, I feel like for me, okay, when I listen to your voice notes
mm-hmm.
you'll notice there's like gaps and times when it's like I'm not responding
mm-hmm.
but it's because I'm like with, you know, Ryan or whoever
mm-hmm.
so it's like I'm not trying to play
mm-hmm.
what you're sending me in front of other people. Like,
mm-hmm.
I'll listen if I'm at the bathroom,
mm-hmm.
or I'll be like, oh, I'll listen soon or whatever,
mm-hmm.
until I know, like, I can listen and no one's around. Because it's like, it's not to say what you're telling me is, like, secret, but
mm-hmm.
it's like, I want to respect your privacy of our conversation. Mm-hmm. So going back to the friend and their Snapchat, mm-hmm. their group, mm-hmm. it's like, okay, yeah, I get you have a man, mm-hmm. and you want to show him, but I feel like it's okay for like a girl to have a conversation with her friends, and like you don't have to tell your boyfriend everything. Mm-hmm. Like if it pertains to your boyfriend, like if it's like, oh, like you heard from this person about Brian, then it's like, of course I'm telling Brian, because mm-hmm. it's like my friend I'm trusting, whose information is true, mm-hmm. is true about my boyfriend, like is about my boyfriend. Of course I'm gonna consult like both and like talk about the situation.
Yeah.
But it's like if you tell me like, oh, like you're going to your cousin's, or like not even cousin, like just anyone's funeral, God forbid. Yeah. I feel like I don't have to be like, oh, you know, Brian, like she's going to a funeral, da da da. Like mm-hmm. I just, there's some stuff. It's like, yeah. no, it's between me and my friend, right? And mm-hmm. I feel like if it's not hiding something from like my relationship with mm-hmm. that person, mm-hmm. and it's just a conversation with me and my friend, I mm-hmm. feel like I don't have to talk about everything.
Like, do you think there's levels to it?
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Because so. I know, like you're saying right now, it's like yes, but I feel like with you, you know, like okay, this is not something I would tell Brian. Like I feel like if it's something like light, like yeah. I don't know.
Like, but I feel like even with Brian, it's like with his friends, he might have discussions that like he's talking with his friends, and I don't need to know about, and he doesn't mm-hmm. feel the need to tell me. Mm-hmm. But like I'm okay with that, so I feel like I would do the same thing too. Like, you know.
And it's funny because at this moment is where I think of like. This is where, like there's levels, but yeah. this is where you need to know, don't say too much.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
What the fuck is that? What is even that?
The biggest, nastiest bumblebee
I've
ever.
I've never seen something like that.
I had a heart attack. Jesus. My heart, like, whoo, jumped to the other side of the...
It's huge.
Let me tell you, her backyard is big, eh? So, like, it went from one side to the next, and it bounced back off the basketball net, like... I was like, how am I gonna move? Like, my drinks here, my phone is gonna spill.
Oh
like,
my gosh, no, it was huge.
But anyway, sorry, go ahead.
But yeah, I was saying, like, at what point do you know, okay, you can't tell him this? You know, because sometimes it's like, because I feel like sometimes there's situations mm-hmm. where it's like you want his input, but it's opinion. Still. Yeah, but it's still somebody else's situation that you kind of want to use as an example. But it's like, because you trust your man, you feel like it's okay to tell him that. Although it is, like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like, okay, I get why person A is upset. Mm-hmm. I get it. But for me, when I met person B, my first, mind you, I told you guys, like, I'm more, like, laid back, quiet, and then I'll mm-hmm. scope you out. Mm-hmm. I already knew from jump she was talkative.
Okay.
And
okay.
also, in the streets, it's also known that her man is very talkative as well.
Yeah.
So, for me, I already know you can't say too much around these people. To begin with. But I think because the relationship is different with her, like, they're closer.
Oh, okay.
I guess she... And it's not even like she told her like deep secrets. Mm-hmm. It's more like, okay, this point or a situation that happened, it was so irrelevant, it didn't need to be brought back to your man. Like, why that. Would yeah. you why yeah. would you tell your man that?
Yeah, like I get it, like some stuff is just not necessary. Mm-hmm. But then at the same time, it's like, if it's not a big deal, what the fuck is that?
Bear flies.
That's a nasty, there's oats together, nasty. Yeah, like, I feel like information that's just, like, stupid and irrelevant, like, who cares? Like, why are you even bothering to repeat it?
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it's like, if it's stupid, why do you get mad? Like, who cares? Mm-hmm. Like, it's just, I don't know, it's weird. Like, I think it just, like you said, depends on the levels.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it depends on her friendship, person B's friendship with person A,
mm-hmm.
and how strong that friendship is compared to person B and her man. And then you also have to look at, like, how the man is, too. Like, for me, I feel like even if, like, I was telling Brian something mm-hmm. that's, like, personal to me or whatever, I know it won't go nowhere from mm-hmm. there. What the fuck is that?
Yeah.
Because I know, like, he won't, like, he doesn't do that, right? Mm-hmm. Like, these bees are disrespectful.
I know.
Like, I know, like, he's gonna, like, okay, that's between me and him. But then again, like, someone could be in a relationship mm-hmm. where they're telling their man stuff and their man is going and blabbing to their friends about the girl or this or that mm-hmm. or, you know, my girl did this or her friends are doing that. So then it's like, if you know your man is like that, then I can see why person A is cheesed.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm-hmm. Like, I just feel like you have to know. You have to know yourself. You have to know your friend. And you have to know your man. And you have to learn the boundaries for each now.
Right.
For everything and every situation. Like, you should just know. And of course, at first it'll be hard, but you'll learn.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as you go, like, okay, now it's not just me and my partner. Or now mm-hmm. it's not just me and my boyfriend. Mm-hmm. But now I have both. So now it's like, I'm close to both people, but I need to know my boundaries
mm-hmm.
for both. And, like, you just learn.
Yeah.
But, like, okay, here's my question. Is this person younger than us?
Yes.
Okay, so right. that's another thing,
yep.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So even if it's, like, 2 years younger, even three, I feel like... That's a whole, because, yo, 2-3 years ago, if you would ask me this, and if I were in situation of the person B,
mm-hmm.
I feel like I would be like that too.
Mm-hmm.
But now that I'm more mature and I understand, and mm-hmm. I've been in a relationship for a while now, mm-hmm. it's like, okay, now I get it. And we're adults, mm-hmm. right? So it's different now.
Right.
So, but yeah, if they're younger, then I feel like that flips the whole entire thing completely.
Mm-hmm. And she's currently pregnant. Person B is currently pregnant with her...
Man?
Second child with her man.
Okay. So then they're, like, married then. Like, not married, but they're, like, in
yeah,
that kind of relationship.
You're right.
See, then I don't know now. Right? So, okay, because now this is different. Mm-hmm. So now, if that's your kid's father, then that's a whole different situation now.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you guys are married or living, even living together with kids, mm-hmm. that's a different... Like, then you have to be open.
They're
like,
not living together, though.
Yo, see, then I don't know. That's a sticky situation. That...
Right.
Like, that I can't say on, because I don't know. Like, I live together, but we don't have kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, it's like, I don't know. Like, I feel like now once you have kids, you have to have a different kind of communication.
Like, I feel like you just need to know who you're talking to
mm-hmm.
and why you're gonna tell your partner this. Like, I feel like if someone is going through the similar situation, it's mm-hmm. like you kind of do want to share it with your partner.
Of course.
If it, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, it's hard to kind of like, you know, I don't know. For me, I felt like I get why person A is angry, because it's like, okay, what we were talking
is
about, whatever.
A single?
No.
Oh, okay.
Right. Mm. Remember? Person B's man went to go tell person
A's
man.
Yes, yes, yes.
Right. So,
mm-hmm.
it's like, for her, it's like, you know what you say to your man is going to come directly back to me. So, why even bother saying it?
True.
And I think that that's what was the issue. And it's like, what you're even mentioning is not even something important, but it's something enough
There's
to be petty. Mentioned. Yeah. You know?
Honestly, it can go two ways. It's like, either you and your friend have an agreement on things that, like, now that you both have men,
mm-hmm.
what you can talk about, what you guys are comfortable, what you don't want.
Mm-hmm.
Like, between, like, a friendship, a woman and a woman, like, that bond that you guys have,
mm-hmm.
come to, like, an agreement about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what you're gonna discuss and whatever.
And that's
and
the
then,
thing.
And then also with your man, though,
mm-hmm.
on the side, now you guys need to also discuss what is okay to talk about and what's not. So then
mm-hmm.
you have, like, it's basically just boundaries with each... like, role you have as this person, like,
mm-hmm.
a role as a girlfriend, a role as a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, you just have to learn those boundaries.
And the reason why I even brought it up is because on Family Hustle, Friends and Family Hustle,
mm-hmm.
I think, like, the ladies were having, like, a therapy session or whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were saying how Tiny... she can't keep her mouth shut. Like, she says
mm-hmm.
things that... it's like, you always have to say... don't tell nobody before you tell her something.
Okay.
But if you don't say don't tell nobody, it's like she'll tell people.
See, I feel like...
so it's like, do we always have to put a, like, a caution or a warning? Don't tell nobody.
Okay. I think it depends on the relationship with that person. So if you trust them and you know how they really are as a person and you tell them something, you should know that, like, what you're telling that person... automatically would know what's okay and what's not okay.
But it's like,
but if you don't, like, have that full trust, then I feel like you gotta be like, okay, don't tell nobody.
But the thing is, some people trust way too easily.
Right.
I feel like some people don't care. They'll just be like, yeah, blah blah blah, this and that.
Like, for me, I feel like I'm the kind of person, like, and it's, I feel like it's a bad thing, but I'll trust you first. Mm-hmm. And then, like, when you fuck up, it's like, okay, now I know not to trust you. Mm-hmm. But some people are like, oh, I can't trust you. And then they'll wait for you to prove yourself. Mm-hmm. And then they'll be like, okay, now I can trust
you. I think I'm kind of like that, though.
Yeah?
Like, in a way, like, I think I'll
I feel like
I'll throw maybe a little teeny tiny thing, mm-hmm. and then I'll wait a little bit to see, okay, let's see, da, da, da. But then also I'll wait for you to tell me something deep. So it's like, okay, because this person is telling me something deep,
yeah,
it means they're trusting me with this. So that means I have to give the same report or the same back.
Okay.
I think that's how I would do it.
But I feel like, yeah, like, I don't know. Even with the same rapport, I feel like I've trusted people. Mm-hmm. And then they've shown that rapport there. And then as soon as they show it, it's like, now it's like they want to misuse my trust. Because yeah. I know that I trust them.
Yeah.
Like, trust me. Like, it's, I don't know. It's just weird. But I feel like all in all, I get why person A is mad.
Yeah.
Like, I get it. And then person B, I also get why she feels the need to tell her man certain things.
Right.
But it's like, she's also in a complicated situation. She has kids with that person. Mm-hmm. Right? She also has her friend mm-hmm. is best friends with the man. Like, mm-hmm. so it's just, it's complicated. Like, you have to deal with it as mm-hmm. each situation goes.
I think I kind of like viewed it like, what's that movie? Is it Why Did I Get Married? I don't know. The Tyler Perry one. Yeah.
Yeah.
When it's like they all go to the cottage and then everybody's around the table. And it's like every couple knows the secret, but they all either have their own version of it or it's like whatever. And then when everybody gets together and mm-hmm. the wrong thing or the moment just happens, boom, that secret is mm-hmm. out. And it's like everybody knew to begin with because mm-hmm. everybody is closer to each other, so it's right. like maybe the woman would tell her husband, but and she trusts that her husband won't say nothing, but her husband would go to his best guy friend and tell him and trust, like it's like you can't necessarily trust everybody, but it's like as long as that information doesn't come back to you, it's fine. I think that's what it is, because it's like
I feel like person A would be happy if it didn't come back to her.
Yes.
Like, at the end of the day, I feel like I'd be cheesed because, like, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter if it comes to me. It was still said.
But the thing is, you wouldn't know. You so wouldn't know would if it came back to you. It. Right.
But, like, for me, I feel like depending on the person, mm-hmm. like, if I know how that person is, then in my mind, I'm expecting already mm-hmm. what the situation might be.
Exactly.
Right? And if it doesn't come to me, it doesn't come to me. But at the mm-hmm. end of the day, I still know what happened. Mm-hmm. Like, I still know. And I know she told her man. Mm-hmm. Like, you know? So, like, it just goes back to how close they are as friends. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
It's complicated.
Like, if you told me something so personal, it's like, I'm not telling anybody. Like, mm-hmm. whether it's a boyfriend or whether it's, like, another friend. Like, if mm-hmm. it's personal like that, it's mm-hmm. like, okay, you know what? Like, it's your story. I don't have to repeat it. Yeah. It's not like I have to tell someone because I need help or advice. Yeah. Like, I was just, okay, you told me yourself. Okay, I get mm-hmm. it. Cool. Move mm-hmm. on. Like, it's just not, like... If there's a situation or a dilemma and it's yeah. like, yo, maybe I need a male's perspective and I know mm-hmm. it's a situation where you wouldn't mind mm-hmm. or like, you know, it's just an opinion and mm-hmm. I'd be like, oh, like, yo, we were talking about this earlier, like, mm-hmm. what do you think? And it's like, oh, you know, he said da 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 coming mm-hmm. from a male's perspective. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like that's different.
Right?
Like, I don't know if you get what I mean. Like,
I get what you mean, like, yeah.
It's just, you know, like, say, for example, you went on a date. And mm-hmm. you were telling me and Brian about the date. Mm-hmm. And then you go and you said, oh, he kept saying this throughout the evening. And it's like, you tell me. And you're like, yo, what does it mean when guys do that? And it's like, okay, Brian already knew about the date. He already knew about the guy, for example. I'm like, yo, so she went through the date, da, 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 but he kept doing this. Like, what does that mean? Like, in that sense, I would like...
But what if Brian didn't know about it? And I needed a male perspective, but I didn't necessarily ask for that male perspective. But because you couldn't get the sense of what I was trying to say, and you said, oh, well, I have a male right here. Let me just ask the story, like... tell him the story and see what he has to say so I could make better sense of it. And when I make better sense of it, I'm gonna voice an Odukuya and tell her everything.
But for that me, I feel like if I'm talking to you, voice something back and forth, mm-hmm. I'm like, yo, I don't know. I'd be like, yo, let me even try to ask Brian. Mm-hmm. But I feel like I'll mention it and mm-hmm. then I'll wait for you to respond to be like, yo, ask him. Mm-hmm. Like, I won't just like say, like, I'll kind of hint to you that, okay, maybe a something that might be like helpful is to ask Brian. Mm-hmm. So let me just tell you, oh, maybe I should ask him, and then I'll wait for you to be like, yeah, you know, like, mm-hmm. ask him, or yeah, mm-hmm. like, let me know what happens or what he says.
So there's like social cues you need to,
yeah, like I feel like questions you need to ask. I don't want to be pushy and be like, mm-hmm. oh, let me ask, da, da, da. But mm-hmm. it's like I'll socially kind of cue it in, yeah. where it's like you feel comfortable, and then like I'll wait for you to respond in a way mm-hmm. where it's like.
And I think you when you do it that way, yes, you yeah.
just have to be like, okay, yeah, like, let me know. Like, you know, and it kind of like, if I do, I do. If I don't, I don't. Mm-hmm. Like.
Yeah. And I feel like when you do it that way, it makes me trust you even more, knowing, okay, she's asking whether I'm okay with this. That means she cares about
yeah,
what I'm.
Yeah, like, I'm not just going to go, like, boom. Mm-hmm. And if it's like, if I do say something, it's like, I know it's something dumb that, like, you don't even care if I.
Yeah.
Like. That's like, you know thing. What I mean? It's like, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like. Just anything dumb, like anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like if you tell me, oh, I went to Costco and this person was cheesing me or something, mm-hmm. and like I'm on the way to Costco with him, and I'm like, yo, Aquia said she just went to Costco and it was packed, mm-hmm. and like people are cheesing her.
Yeah.
Like then that's something stupid. Like, yeah, it's like something okay, stupid. I'm just like, we're going to the same Costco. Like, yeah. let me just let you know what's popping. She yeah. just went. Like,
yeah. Okay.
You know?
I got
like, you know
you.
What I mean? Yeah.
Okay, okay.
So, like, it depends on the levels. Mm-hmm. But I feel like for me, like, person A and person B, they need to know how their friendship is. Mm-hmm. And they need to know how their relationships with their man is.
Mm-hmm.
And also that their men are friends. Mm-hmm. They have to know how what their relationship is like.
Right.
So, it's like you need to know all, like, three relationships, basically.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yep.
But for me, I feel that. Like now, for me, it's easy because it's like none of my friends have a man.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, it's like, it sucks when I need advice because... Obviously, you guys can give me advice
mm-hmm.
if I were to ever ask for it or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I feel like it's still, like, I don't know how to explain it.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, no one in a relationship advice. So, I feel yeah. like it's the same thing with their friendship. Like, they're both in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
They both, like, have guys who are friends. Like, mm-hmm. it just, theirs is, like, way more complicated.
Yeah.
It's way more complicated. But... Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. okay, yeah. yeah, I was wondering.
Like, that. I just, yeah, like, I just feel like, it's funny, though, I thought about it the other day, because I was watching, this show called, I think it was called What If, I just started watching it,
mm-hmm.
and basically, the two girls are friends,
mm-hmm.
and their boyfriends are friends,
mm-hmm.
right? So, the girl found out that one of the girls, she was cheating on her man,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And now she's like, please don't tell your boyfriend because mm-hmm. I know he's going to tell my man because
mm-hmm.
they're friends. And then she was like, just give me some time and like let me think of how I want to approach the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for me as a girl, like I feel like I would allow you to figure that shit out for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's also, it's like when you're in a relationship, it's like, am I betraying the person by not telling
mm-hmm.
them? Because that is now affecting someone who they care about, which is their friend,
mm-hmm.
right? So it's like everyone cares about each other, and the reason why, like, it's like I would be the middle person.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you're my good friend,
mm-hmm.
but now, like, the relationship that we have, I'm trying to, like, keep that bond, but because I can't tell my boyfriend,
mm-hmm.
his bond with his friend is now like shattered because yep. we know something that they don't know.
Yeah,
right. And it's like I'm attached to her and him.
Would you say you it's see? loyalty?
Yeah, for both people, mm-hmm. though, like I want to yeah. be like loyal to both and fair to both,
mm-hmm.
so it's like you have to, like, you know, like kind of decide like what to do.
I can know? Definitely
like,
see
that would be hard. Like, for me, I don't know. I feel like, yo, and that's what you, I don't know. Like, if my man wasn't friends with her man, then, yo, no problem. Okay, I'm not saying nothing.
Right.
But it's like, now how is this relationship with my man?
Mm-hmm. Because
and
then
how much
if,
would that affect that?
Right. But then it's like, yo, it's like you're kind of, once you do end up telling your man, it's like you're passing that guilt over to him,
right?
Because
now
he's gonna
be
in, yes.
So it's like, for me, if I'm in that situation, just don't tell me, yo. just deal with it, and then I'll find out like everybody else. Like, if you're in that, I don't know, like, I just feel like
I hate being in the middle of shit,
like, because I feel like I'm so, what's the word, like, I'm nonchalant, and I'm also very, like, I can be passive aggressive and also very, like, a devil's advocate pretty
mm-hmm.
much. So I'm always in the middle, and like I get both sides of what people are coming from,
mm-hmm.
but then it's like because of that, like, it bites me in the ass.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But I don't want to be one or the other, because I could see how both sides could be right and how right. they could be wrong, right? Right. So I feel like each situation, like, you know how, okay, there's a set of rules?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there can't be rules because each situation is different and you have to look at it differently.
Yep.
But everybody either wants, okay, it's a straight set of rules or it's not.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, it's like, okay, yes and no.
Right.
So.
Right. Oh my goodness.
Like, it's deep shit. Like, honestly. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. To your friends A and B, like, they gotta sit down and figure it out. I feel like they have to talk between the two of them, the girls, and just, like, discuss, like, what they feel. Like, if they don't already know what is appropriate and what's not mm-hmm. appropriate, I think they need to sit down and discuss it. Like, just flat out say it. Just say it.
The thing is, person B has no idea of this. Hmm. Because person A was basically like, okay, like, her boyfriend was just telling her, okay, calm down, like, don't say nothing, because person A is a hothead, mm-hmm. and she would have cussed the fuck out of her because she's pregnant and all that. Person B, mm-hmm. it's like, person A is just like, oh my god. But then now person A is like, yo, I can't be fake. So it's like,
honestly, person A, then if she's the person with the problem, mm-hmm. then she needs to confront it.
Thing is, she's not gonna confront it nicely.
Oh, well, she's gonna have to learn, because mm. like, I'm not saying, oh, because she's pregnant, like, give her a break, because mm-hmm. no, that's not an excuse, like, mm-hmm. you said what you said, but like, just assess and approach the situation, like, decently.
Mm-hmm.
Just, okay, think logically, calm down first. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, practice what you're gonna say,
because
mm-hmm. if someone's a hothead like that, you can't, like, you just gotta relax.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, if person, this is the thing, it would happen to me back in the day, I would be person B, and I don't know what the fuck's going on, so I'm acting like nothing's happening,
right?
But person A is not telling me, and they're mad at me for no reason, and I can't figure out why it is.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I would want person A to come and tell me what the situation is. So now person B is ignorant, like, they don't know what's popping off, they mm-hmm. don't know what's going on, they think mm-hmm. everything's cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then one day they'll realize, like, okay, person A is acting weird. So it's up to person A now to just say it, because they're the one with the issue and they're the one who knows what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So person A is just gonna have to really stand up.
Yikes.
And say something. Because mm-hmm. otherwise it's gonna keep going. Because if person A doesn't even know,
mm-hmm.
it's gonna keep going. So I don't even know.
Oh, Lord.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well. And that's that, guys.
Yes. So, honestly, let us know what you guys think. Like, if mm-hmm. you guys have an opinion about this topic that I mentioned, feel free to voicemail us and let us know. Because, yeah. like, I'm only one person. I can only give a certain amount of advice. Mm-hmm. She obviously wants some advice. So, I'd like to hear what you guys have to think.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Please, please, please comment even on our Instagram page at the Pisces Lounge.
Mm-hmm.
Feel free to leave ratings, comments on anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
And thanks again, guys, for more than 1,000 listens now.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So exciting.
Yay.
Summer's about to be lit, okay?
Yes, I'm just praying. Come on. And this weather needs to stay.
I'm just apologizing for the audio if, like, you guys hear the wind, because...
Yeah, we're sorry. We're just trying to enjoy this weather, but also do what we love at the same time.
Yeah.
Like, it's just...
I'm sorry. I'm not no audio engineer mm-hmm. or anything like that, but...
And we're not about to waste a Sunday inside when it's like this, and we have to work all week.
Right? Sorry. So I'll do my best in editing, but... Anyways, guys,
peace
thanks
out.
For tuning in. Bye. Bye.